In this series, we have been exploring the nature of motivation. Using codified motivational profiles, we have seen how motivation can be broken down into four types. Each of these types is equally important. And if any one of these types of motivation is missing, we know that motivation is not sustainable. Work is one place where motivation plays a significant role. Managers are constantly concerned with the employees' motivation, as this presumably affects things that employers value, like productivity, efficiency, loyalty. But often this relationship comes down to the only real tangible commodity, money. Money is important, of course. Employees need it. They won't work without it, and employers realize this, but would rather not give it. But there is far more to the equation than meets the eye. In this episode, we're going to break down the employee-employer relationship into a codified motivational profile and see just what motivates people to work. Nobody wants to work anymore. Have you heard this phrase? It's as old as work itself. And it really gets down to a fundamental question. Why do people work? People complain about work, but people say they love their jobs. People dread going to work, but people rush to get to their jobs on time. So what's going on here? It all begins in childhood. What do you want to be when you grow up? You are pressed at a young age to choose a profession for life. They ask what you want to be, but really they are asking what job you will have. This is an implication that being and working are the same. This forms a sense of identity associated with one's contribution to society. We call this intrinsic investment. In a sense, we are our jobs, and our jobs give us a sense of belonging in society. They can be a source of pride or shame. They are a form of identity, and we invest in our jobs in the long term. We train for them, we spend much of our lives doing them, and we even get good at them. For better or for worse, we are intrinsically invested in our jobs. But it is not enough to just believe you are a job. Doing the job requires qualifications. In some cases, this means having inherent skills or developed skills or talents, physical attributes, or in many cases, lack thereof. When it comes to so-called unskilled labor, your particular attribute is lack of skills and therefore lack of choice. But under normal circumstances, your job is based on your abilities. You get back what you contribute, and your return as a worker is dependent on the quality, value, or indispensability of your labor. You are as good as what you bring to the job. This is called intrinsic instrument. But as we know, there is more to it than being ready and able. For this exchange to occur, there must be supply and demand. You have skills, and someone needs those skills. This is where the money comes in. The relationship is based mainly on money. The employer needs workers to make money. The employee needs a job to make money. Under normal circumstances, there is a reasonable exchange between intrinsic instrument and extrinsic instrument. Ideally, this symbiotic relationship is mutual and favors both parties. The employer provides the means, and the employee provides the value. Everyone is rewarded. But there is yet another layer to the cake. As much as money makes the world go round, this tit-for-tat labor market is a precarious one. In the short term, the exchange makes sense, but work is not only motivated by a need for money. Workers have intrinsic investment in their role in society, just like employers provide extrinsic investment. Extrinsic investment comes from what the employer represents in society. To sustain the motivation of even a fairly paid employee, the employer still has a role to play. In the same way that the employee identifies with the work, they also identify with the employer. There must be some benefit to working other than just instrumental. They not only have to value your work, but acknowledge this value and invest in a workplace that is consistent with a set of values. The employer must be invested in the job as well. So, how is this information useful? Well, traditional wisdom would say that if you don't like your job, just quit. And if an employer is not satisfied, well, just fire them. This comes at a cost for both parties. Workers can't or don't want to look for a new job. And employers don't want to hire or train new workers. So, what happens is workers continue to work without motivation, and employers wonder why their numbers are down, all the while brewing mistrust and resentment in the form of counterproductive microaggressions and even sabotage. If you're an employee and you find yourself unmotivated in your job, but not enough to quit, then one of the four motivational types is missing. Perhaps you simply lack intrinsic investment. Your job pays well, you're good at it, and you like your employer. But you just don't identify with the job. It just doesn't suit your personality, and you don't feel you belong. Perhaps you simply lack intrinsic instrument. You like the job, you like your employer, but you don't feel like you're progressing. There's no evolution and nowhere to improve your situation. You just feel trapped. Or maybe it's extrinsic instrument. You like the job and you do it well, but your employer doesn't reward you for your contribution. You work hard, but you never get promoted, and you never get a raise. And finally, there is extrinsic investment. You identify with the job, you have a good position, but the workplace culture is toxic. The people you work with or for don't respect you, or the company values go against your beliefs. Traditional wisdom would cause any employee to say, "I don't get paid enough for this." Or any employer would say, "If you don't like it, hit the bricks." But as we have learned from this series, the solution has to match the problem. You cannot solve a problem of intrinsic investment by putting pressure on extrinsic instrument, or vice versa. If the problem is intrinsic investment, then the solution is intrinsic investment. If you don't feel like you belong, then more money is not going to help. If you don't enjoy the work, then being threatened with firings won't work. If the workplace is toxic, then more training isn't going to do anything. If the pay is low, then no amount of pride in workmanship is going to help. The key here is to be realistic and honest about what motivates you, and to realize that money is not the only thing getting you up in the morning. Money works in the short term, but for long-term commitment and sustainable productivity, all of the motivational types need to be there. And if they are not, then they need to be fixed. The first step in fixing it is understanding it. Build a codified motivational profile. Identify the lacking motivation and bring your situation to a balance, or find a new one.